to scream in his face and to say, I'm not okay with this. And the beauty of it is that God even listens to that and still says to us, I love you. Come closer. Come closer to me. I can't always explain it all to me. You might not get it, but just come a bit closer. Draw in a bit closer to me. In Isaiah 30, verse 18, it says, the Lord longs to be gracious to you, and therefore he waits on high to have compassion on you, for the Lord is a God of justice. How blessed are all those who long for him. There's a couple things that acceptance does for us. When we experience the acceptance of God, there's a couple of things that happen when we begin to experience it. And with many of these things, I want to say this. I believe that much of our life is a process, and God is a God of process. So some things God does instantly and immediately in our lives, and when he does so, it's a miracle, and it's wonderful, and he just seals something to our hearts at points in time, and we get it, and we're changed forever. And other things are a process in our lives. So we understand I'm here, and I'm getting it wrong. I need to be here. But we begin to move that direction step by step by step. And so we need to be in a process of receiving God's acceptance in our lives. But as we're in this process, this is what begins to happen. We begin to be freed from the bondage of law. When I experience God accepts me, then I realize God isn't mad at me. I can become free to concentrate on love and growth. It's so liberating because the law is a way of proving that I'm okay, that I'm doing okay. And when I begin to experience God's acceptance, I begin to become free from that bondage of having to prove again and again and again that I'm okay. Acceptance also builds trust and relationship. A relationship grows when knowing and love are both present. I know you, and I still love you. I've been with my husband 26 years. He knows me. And a lot of times, we know what the other person's going to say before they even say it. It's like, I knew you were going to say that. He knows me, and he still loves me. It's something that makes our love even more precious, in that knowing. I know who you really are, and I still love you. It's a beautiful thing. And so it builds trust and relationship. Acceptance provides healing and growth in and of itself. When you have wounds in your life, secrets in your life, and you finally risk sharing them with someone, a safe person in your life, and you share this secret, and they embrace you and love you as a person still, in spite of what you've told them, healing, there is healing in that. There is freeing that comes in that. Because as you release that ugliness inside of you, what you thought was maybe holding you down was holding you back, and you speak it out in the presence of someone who's a safe person, and they extend love to you anyway, there is freedom that comes in that. There is healing that comes through that. And that is what God offers us, that kind of acceptance. And then acceptance creates safety to be and to experience ourselves. Because in that atmosphere of acceptance, I can be myself. I can even experiment with being myself. Is this me? You remember that Julia Roberts movie, Runaway Bride? Did you guys watch that movie? And there's a point where she realizes she's been running away from wedding, the altar. She's run away from the altar like several times in her life and literally run away from the altar. And she finally realizes that her problem is that she hasn't been herself in relationships. She's always adapted to every relationship she was in, kind of lost herself. And so she decides before she gets into a relationship, she better find out who she is. And there's one scene where she's cooking eggs. Did you know that scene? And she makes, I don't know, poached egg, an omelet, a fried egg, a boiled egg, and she's tasting them all. She's trying to figure out what she likes, because she doesn't even know. Because whatever the guy she was with, that's what she liked at the moment. And so what she's saying is, I want to become more of me. And it's just an illustration of the fact that when we are in an atmosphere of acceptance, we are free to be and to experience ourselves. and to learn who we are. And God is a God like that, where we can experiment and learn about ourselves. Romans 15, verse 7 says, therefore, accept each other just as Christ has accepted you, so that God will be given the glory. Now, I want to talk about the fact that God controls some things in our lives. There's some things that God does, and there's some things that we need to do. God is in control. We talked about that, and he controls certain things in your life. He packed your suitcase. My parents are immigrants to Canada from Germany. I am a middle child, a double middle child, I was telling someone. There's an oldest brother, and in a European family, he's like the dad. And then there's three girls, and I'm the middle girl. So my sister functions as an oldest child, and my brother is like the oldest. So I'm a double middle, okay? I'm way middle. Plus, my youngest sister is 4 years younger, which means she was really the baby. So do you feel sorry for me? Like, I'm way middle. I love people. You better invite me to whatever party you have. Because if I don't get invited, it's not a good thing. I need to be at every party, okay? I don't have to be the center of attention at the party. I just need to be there. I love people. I am task-oriented. I get to it. And if you know me, sometimes if I'm focused on something, I won't even see you. Okay, like you have to like grab me and say, stop. My kids already know. They're like, mom, mom, mom. What? I do that because I'm task oriented. When I was 16, one of my best friends died, and we were in the middle of a fight. When we came to the U.S., my husband and I from Canada, we had immigration problems. Don't worry, we have our green cards now. But we had problems, and so the only way we could get across the border was to come as full-time students. And that was when I went back to school and got my master's degree in counseling and psychology. Those are things in my life which I largely have not been able to control. Some of those things, those traits I was born with, some of them came to me as circumstances. They were largely things that I had very little control over. God gave you certain things. Number one, he gave you your personality.